This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So 14 months after we have been battling and succumbing to this COVID-19 virus, the World Health Organization has made a conclusion about what they think we should study next. And they feel that that Wuhan lab really doesn't have anything to do with it. They said that they don't believe that it was leaked. Nothing to see here. And it shouldn't be pursued anymore. And instead, what they're going to look at for the cause of 2.3 million worldwide deaths, almost, 350,000 deaths, close to 400,000 deaths in America, what they're going to do is they're going to turn to TV dinners. Now, how many of you guys have ever had a TV dinner? All right. When I get frozen food or a TV dinner, we don't really call them TV dinners anymore, but whenever I get one of those, it tastes disgusting unless you heat it up really, really good. So when I put it in the microwave or if I put it in the oven, I wait till I see whatever brown sauce is on there bubble. And I usually will eat a frozen dinner that has beef. For some reason, Salisbury steak TV dinners are delicious to me. So it'll have a brown sauce and it'll do bubblies. And I will fry that sucker to make sure that I'm not getting any bacteria. Well, the World Health Organization thinks that maybe COVID came to China through frozen food. And as it pertains to the lab, nothing to see here. Now, I'm a little confused, just a little confused, how this outbreak that started to consume China, and then all of a sudden everything kind of got hush-hush. China seemed to do what better than most countries, which really wasn't the case with the previous SARS. Why, all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, why, 14 months later, we're still not considering it to be coming from a lab or a lab accident. I don't think anybody designed this. I don't think it was designed. But there's evidence that China has dropped the ball on letting SARS out of their labs before. I think twice even. So it doesn't really make sense that here we are 14 months later, after a brief investigation, got a quick drink and so much fluid before I go on air. After a brief investigation, we're like, yeah, you know what? Lab's good. Let's look at something else. Right, that, to me, just doesn't make sense. Especially when, didn't they just get there like a couple days ago? So the doctor, his name is Peter Mbarek. He's the leader of the World Health Organization team. He says further research needs to look at the imported meat theory. This imported meat theory is coming from Beijing. It's not Americans saying, you want to know what? I think you need to check out Stouffer's. That's not coming from America. That's coming from Beijing. And he dismissed theories that the virus was leaked from a lab in Wuhan, saying the possibility is extremely unlikely and does not need to be investigated further. Now, is this something that would come out of a movie? Okay, I have a little problem with this. Okay, in science, you really don't not investigate further. with all the hydroxychloroquine political back and forth, there's still people investigating it. There's still, you know, doctors considering it and, you know, people looking at it as a possible, you know, link, you know, in the whole COVID fight. There's still, you know, people looking at, let's say, vitamin D and zinc. Haven't there been back and forth saying, well, we don't know, you know, if it's there, all right, you know, there. Science never stops. So you rarely hear a scientist, unless it really is a dead end, or there's harm in pursuing that avenue, saying, we're going to stop there, and we're going to look for something else. Especially when the investigation happened months after the initial issue. Especially when that issue has been a problem before. Now, it could be that the Wuhan lab made no mistakes. There they were, they had the SARS. Because again, the virus, we know the virus has been in China this whole time because they were studying it. Most labs, I'm sure the CDC has some pretty nasty viruses. I'm sure Ebola is somewhere in some lab in the United States. And they said that they study it and they're studying it. Okay. So then how does it get out? Well, again, we saw it got out because I guess there was a diarrhea department or clinic or something back in 2004 and somebody decided to bring the samples. And so, you know, it could be a transport issue or it could be that something else happened outside the lab that brought it into the country. Now, the whole idea of the seafood market and somebody eating bat soup and now frozen food, the reason why that's coming about, which I have to defend, is the concept that this virus came from animals and then it jumped to humans. That most scientists agree on. How quickly did that happen? How did it happen? What was the food? Was it a soup du jour? Was it a bubbly sauce that wasn't cooked right? Frozen foods can bring in infectious agents. There can be salmonella, listeria. That's why we always tell people to heat their frozen foods. This is why we cook our foods. But GI introduced pathogens turning aerosol, I need a little bit more explanation. So I think it's a little kooky, but you know what? The World Health Organization, I guess we're giving them millions. I guess they know what they're doing. So I'll just let them do what they're doing. And when I heat up my frozen dinner, I'll just kind of let it bubble a little more. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Got a runny nose. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so how many people like Valentine's Day? How many people can't stand Valentine's Day? Me. I hate Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day has always been a very rough day for me because I always was single. Even if I dated, it always seemed to break up or end before Valentine's Day. My very first Valentine in all of my dating history, unless I'm really forgetting, and I apologize, Dirk, but my very first Valentine ended up being Corey, my husband. And my very first Valentine's Day present ended up being an engagement ring. Yeah, we got engaged within a year of dating. Yeah. So I hit it big on Valentine's Day, but it took years. It took over a decade for somebody to be my Valentine. And when you're single and you're seeing all this lovey-dovey stuff and you're looking at people hug and kiss and be couples and you're single, you're telling yourself, this holiday stinks. Can anybody be any more alienating? And then the couples, by the way, misery seeks company. The couples aren't liking the holiday too much either. Have any of you ever dated a person who works at an office and comes home and says, what are you going to do for Valentine's? And you're like, well, you know, I thought maybe we'll, you know, do something at home, romantic, and have sex, right? Right? No, that won't work. You need to send me flowers. You need to send me something to the office. And then now you're thinking, okay, well, wait a second, wait a second. So my betrothed is going to be in a workplace setting comparing and contrasting Valentine's Day presents. And now you are stuck in terms of coming up with something that will be better than what everybody else has on their desk. I don't know how people do it. I don't. You know, what's interesting, my husband started sending me flowers. I told him he never has to send me flowers. He doesn't really have to give me jewelry. You know, I like the sex. You know, I really, for Valentine's, I really like steak. You know, just you know, take me to dinner. Let's eat some steak. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go out this weekend, and I'm going to have steak. I'm going to be happy. I'm like, and then some chocolate. I'm fine with that. Give me some chocolate and steak. Flowers are nice, and trust me, I want to help promote the flower business and industry because they need money. But my problem with flowers is they die in a couple days. You know, people are spending hundreds of dollars on bouquets. And yeah, they're pretty, but they die. If you're going to spend me that kind of money, well, then yeah, get me a bracelet. I mean, something that can last. So I'm not really good with flowers because they die anyway, and that's kind of a lot of lost money. But I get it's the thought that counts. So if you don't know what your competition is, and there's going to be somebody, and there's always somebody who has a rich boyfriend or a rich partner that's going to send this big, huge bouquet, the $150 bouquet that you bought your loved one, and it's going to be sitting on their desk, is going to look like it pales in comparison. And you're going to be like, I just dropped $150. What? So, you know, for those of you single looking at Valentine's Day going, please, I'm telling you right now, couples have the same problem. Right? And then you have a lot of us women who get headaches or we get our periods or whatever, and we're calculating and we're seeing Valentine's Day come up on the weekend. And we're like, oh no. Oh no, oh no. And then you're like, well, you know what? Okay, maybe we'll have some preemptive sex, right? So they don't get mad if we, you know, don't feel like it this weekend. But that's not good enough because that's apparently guys talk just like girls. Guys, dudes talk. They do. I know they do. I hear the guys talk. Oh, you know, did you get, and they'll talk. So now you're thinking, okay, wait a second. Do I need to manipulate my birth control pills? Do I need to pre-medicate with some Tylenol so I don't get the headache? Valentine's Day is stressful. I'm telling you that right now. For those of us that haven't shaved our legs all winter, I urge you, if you shave, all right, remember, you are going to get some heavy-duty nicks. Don't shave the day of Valentine's Day. Okay? Shave the day or two before. And then maybe do some touch-ups if you have to. But I got to tell you, it's stressful. I'm thinking to myself, I need to get razors. I need to get deodorant. It is so much stress. I can't handle it. I can't handle the stress. Okay. So what do you do if you're single? Okay, well, you know what? Here's the thing. Okay? If you're single and you're thinking you're going to be depressed as heck because you're watching everything, find one of your single friends to hang out with. It's going to be Friends Day. Valentine's Day doesn't necessarily have to be about lovey-dovey and sex. Valentine's Day could be about how you care about somebody. You know, especially since a lot of couples don't really love each other anyway. So the whole love thing is debatable. So find a friend and either, and I understand we got, you know, COVID restrictions, but I would tell people last year, you know, go to movie night with your friend. Go to movie, you know, go out to dinner. Go out, you know, everyone's like, well, I don't want to go out to dinner because everybody's going to be kissing at the tables. Not entirely. No, I've been out on Valentine's. You really don't see people kiss. You see married couples talk about the kids. You didn't throw out the garbage? I told you to throw out the garbage. Why didn't you throw out the garbage? It's Valentine's Day, love. Can we just not talk about the garbage? Yeah, but we're going to come back to the house. It's going to stink, and I'm not going to be in the mood for sex. So you need to throw out the garbage. Those are the conversations happening. So you might as well be there with your friend, not talking about the garbage. Okay? And you can go to movie night. You could watch a movie. So there's lots of things you could do as single. Now, another beef I have with Valentine's Day is the candy. Okay? So for me, I'm thinking I'm going to get chocolates. Instead, what does everybody pass out on Valentine's Day? Those hard yellow and pink and pastel green. I'm not really good with the pastels. So first, that's not the type of candy color I like. I like the Jolly Ranchers, which are really, really bright. But pastel colored candy that almost cracks your tooth. I lose a filling every time I eat Valentine's candy. And then on top of it, you have to read. Don't make me work. When I have candy, it says, like, be mine. Okay, don't give me any work to do. Okay, be yours, be mine, be my Valentine. No. You're giving me a directive. I don't need any more directives, okay? We already get enough of that from the government. You know, if you want, give me a piece of candy saying we can open up our business. Then maybe I'll read it. But don't be giving me candy that says be mine or hugs or kisses, and then I break a tooth, and then I have to go to the dentist. If you're going to give me candy, make it chocolate. And my favorite type of chocolate has the liqueurs in it. You know, it has like a Grand Marnier and rum. That's my favorite. Chocolate with the liqueurs or chocolate with raspberry. I love chocolate with raspberry. So that's kind of the candy I want. So my husband, after probably by marriage year 18, figured it out. Don't be getting me rock hard candy in pastel colors with words on it, because now that I need reading glasses, I can't read them anyway. All right, so what could you do to save money? People spend about, what, $20.7 billion a year on Valentine's. Mind you, listen, I want companies to do well, all right? But, you know, there are other things you could do if you don't have the funds. So I like poems. You know, I like writing poems. And not lovey-dovey poems. Usually some of them are funny. You know, I like to. But I did. I wrote one lovey-dovey poem to my husband. It was so good. Unfortunately, he showed it to everybody, and then he lost it. And so I don't have it. It was really, really good. I don't know. It had to do with, like, snowflakes on his eyelashes and me kissing off the snowflakes. And it rhymed. I got everything to rhyme. And he lost it. And I don't know where it is. So I wrote one for you. I'm not very creative. Roses are red. Venules are, this is a medical one. Arteries are red. Venules are blue. My gonorrhea cleared up. How about you? Right? See, poems. Poetry works, you know, because people like rhymes. I understand there's haikus. I don't get the haiku. I understand that there's other poems that just have iambic pentameter or something, and they don't rhyme. I don't know. But, you know, if you could do like a roses are red, violets are blue, I've never fallen in love with anyone as beautiful as you, or some, you know, suck-up thing that you could, you know, pasty or, I don't know, syrupy thing. You know, people like that. And why? Why would somebody like a horrible poem? Because it means you spent time. Anybody could go to Amazon and click something and purchase something, then have it come in the mail. Anybody could race into a store going, I need roses, something on sale, thank you, and run. But if somebody actually sat there and wrote a poem, like let's say my husband wrote a poem about my blonde locks. Oh, I'd divorce him because he knows I'm not a real blonde, and that means he's writing about another woman. But let's say you are dating somebody who's a real blonde. You know, write about their blonde hair. They like that. Yeah, write about their smile. Write about how they never have food in their teeth. So, you know, and then, you know, a little card, you know, you could do like a little bath, you could do like a little IOU, little sex things. You know, there's lots of little presents you could do that don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money. All right, hang in there, guys. It's over this weekend. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mary Wilson, a founding member of the Supremes, has died at the age of 76. Wilson died suddenly at her home in Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas on Monday. A cause of death was not given. Under the Motown record label, the group scored 12 number one hits before breaking up in 1977. Motown founder Berry Gordy said in a statement, "The Supremes were always known as the sweethearts of Motown," end quote. A veteran trooper with the Washington State Patrol died in an avalanche on Monday. Steve Houle, a 28-year veteran of the force, was snowmobiling with another man when the avalanche struck in the French Cabin Creek area 40 miles east of Seattle. Deadly avalanches have been common this season in the United States. Just this week, 15 people across the country were killed by natural disasters, the most in a seven-day span since 1910. USA Radio News. House impeachment managers and President Trump's defense team both plan to rely heavily on video during the former president's trial starting today. With Valentine's Day coming up this Sunday, chances are your sweetie will be spending less this year. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
We are USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Mary Wilson, founding member of the Supremes, has died at the age of 76. We were told that she passed away last evening by her publicist, Jay Schwartz, and she was at her home in Henderson, Nevada. That's a stone throws away from where I live. She's survived by her daughter, son, several grandchildren, a sister and brother, and had one of the most amazing careers, being in one of the most iconic groups. Services are going to be private due to COVID restrictions, but a celebration of her life is going to take place later this year. We don't have too many details on what happened, but unfortunately, she passed, and we'll keep you posted on any new developments on that. It's been about a year since Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and multiple others died in a helicopter crash, and the National Transportation Safety Board has released some new information. As we know, Kobe Bryant was 41 years old as he died alongside his daughter Gianna, 13, 7 other people, including the pilot Aya Zobayan, on January 26, 2020. They were in a Sikorsky S-76B helicopter, were flying from Orange County to Thousand Oaks in L.A. I believe there was supposed to be a practice or a game, but there was thick fog that morning that grounded other flights. This is according to LAPD helicopters. But Kobe Bryant's flight went ahead. We're being told that the pilot, Zobayan, became disoriented in the fog. Now, he wasn't qualified to fly in those weather conditions. I forget the name for it. My husband has done that training where you can fly not only, you know, during the day, but there's certain weather, there's certain, I forget the term for it, where if it's dark, if there's weather conditions, we believe John F. Kennedy Jr. might have had issues very similarly. It was dark, it was foggy, and unfortunately the plane can like be flipped and you not even realize it. And so I apologize, I don't have the term for the sort of training you need, but it doesn't sound like the pilot was certified for that. So they were flying to Orange County, from Orange County to the Mamba Sports Academy, that's a school Brian founded, to watch the girls in a tournament. But at 9:45, 40 minutes from takeoff, the helicopter plowed into a hillside in Calabasas, killing everyone on board. Now, until now, investigators have never been able to identify if Bryant put pressure on the pilot. The pilot was working for Island Express, a private company, and, you know, did he say, no, we got to make it there, to continue to fly despite dangerous weather conditions. But today, they said there was no evidence that Island Express, the air charter broker, or the client placed pressure on the pilot to accept the charter flight request or complete the flight in adverse weather. So all the evidence has been discussed in a virtual meeting held by NTSB, and they suggest it's pilot error. It's frustrating because, you know, it was still a beautiful day. It wasn't, you know, winds and hurricane and earthquake weather. There was fog. You had the marine layer. And it was, unfortunately, people saw that the witnesses had said that they had seen the helicopter start flying erratically, and then it just made a dive into the mountain. It crashed 20 to 30 feet below the crest of a ravine, and then it plummeted to the ground. Now, he was given special permission to maintain special visual flight rules, they call it, at or below 2,500 feet. But again, we're not sure why he was disoriented. Now, was he disoriented because he sustained a stroke? Was he disoriented because he had a heart attack? But they believe he was of sound mind and health and just became disoriented because of the fog. And he wasn't qualified. I think it's VFR, visual. I have to look that up. I apologize. My husband talks about that all the time. So, you know, they're called visual flight rules, but there's another term. And they're supposed to be able to see things out of their windows, which includes the ground, aircraft, obstacles. There are some people that can fly without instrument. There's called instrument flight rules, where they can rely on the instrument. So sometimes you're flying in storm weather, clouds, fog, and you rely on the instruments. You have to have special certification for that. VFR pilots, they have to be able to see where they go. But if you have instrument ratings, I believe that's the term. If you're instrument rated, that means you are able to just, you know, use the instruments. And I urge anybody who's learning how to fly to become instrument rated, because unfortunately, you know, weather comes in. You know, you're supposed to be able to plan ahead, but I've lived in areas where the weather always seems to be off. So for any of you guys who are pilots out there or have any you know, insight as to what could have happened to Kobe Bryant, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Breaking news today is 18 have died and hundreds are missing after a catastrophic Himalayan avalanche. Apparently, 200 workers are missing. There's mud, ice, debris. It smashed through two hydroelectric electric dams. 18 people have died. And they say a piece of a Himalayan glacier broke off Sunday, triggering an avalanche and flash flood that smashed through a nearby hydroelectric dam. A second dam, located further downstream, was also damaged by the flood. Video recorded by bystanders showed the raging floodwater surging through a rock valley in Uttarakhand, an Indian state in the Himalayas bordering China and Nepal. Then it ripped through the dam and then battered with rocks, mud, ice, debris. Many of the missing, sadly, are employees who were working at the two dams. More than a dozen workers were rescued from a flooded tunnel on Sunday, but as many as 40 others could still be trapped. This avalanche happened 10:45 local time on Sunday when part of the Nanda Devi Glacier broke off of a high peak and plummeted into the river. In America, we are still recovering from, you know, losing multiple people in a Utah avalanche. The skiers, we lost, I believe, four skiers, and now, of course, my computer is on the fritz. There were four killed in Mill Creek Canyon. It was an avalanche that happened in the slopes in mid-northern Utah, and it was probably one of the deadliest, you know, one of the deadliest avalanches they have seen in Utah recently, and this happened on Saturday. This occurred nearby Park City Ridgeline. Unified Police Department Sergeant Melody Cutler said four others were also involved, four of their friends. They tried to search for them and help find them. Emergency crews were alerted to the avalanche at 11:40 a.m. They used a helicopter to reach the site, rescue the four survivors. Crews returned to the site on Sunday to retrieve the victims. The eight skiers were part of two parties, one of five members at the top of the slope, and the other were three members climbing up. The avalanche was triggered when the group of five started skiing down the mountain. Cutler said the skiers were carrying proper avalanche equipment. So the victims are Stephanie Hopkins, 26 years old, of Salt Lake City, Sarah Moeman, 29 years old, of Sandy, Lewis Hollian, 26, of Salt Lake City, and Thomas Steinbrecher, 23, of Salt Lake City. This was the third fatal avalanche of the winter in Utah, following two that occurred in Canyon's village side of Park City Mountain Resort. On January 8th, a 31-year-old man from Clinton was killed on a slide in Dutch Draw. 3 weeks later, somebody died on Square Top after an avalanche took the life of 57-year-old Parkite Kurt Damschroeder. So, you know, the winter obviously is dangerous. Weather changes. I go skiing as often as I can. You don't think that you're going to incur an avalanche. We go to the ski slopes. We think that it's already been checked out. I don't know how you evaluate for an avalanche. Does somebody tap the side of the mountain going, all good, all good? But, you know, I've jumped moguls. I skied black diamonds. I can't see how I don't disrupt the mountain. And for any of us that saw Mulan, right, all it takes is some big force, like me falling down. You know, it's frightening. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm the doctor. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Many of you have reached out through email or through our contact page at drdahlia.com. I thank you for some of the great comments. Appreciate it. I can't really read the great comments on air. I'd like to, you know, but I'm also not going to read some of the criticisms. But thank you guys. I really love the love that you're sending. Really appreciate it. But some of you want answers. You heard that somebody might have died after the COVID vaccine. You've been hearing about the clotting disorder. Let me kind of clarify some of the things that have been going on. I told you guys I would. I'm not going to keep anything from you. If there's somebody being investigated for COVID vaccine death, I'm going to let you know. So one of you had asked about this woman in Virginia. Apparently, I believe she's in Virginia. Hold on, let me double check. Let me get her name here. I apologize. Investigators are investigating the death of 58-year-old Jane Keys. She was a female that received her shot. We don't know what her previous medical history was. Within hours, I believe she started having abdominal pain, vomiting, and then shortness of breath. That does follow a similar course as to somebody else who was being investigated in Orange County. I believe he was a X-ray technician who hours after the vaccine started to have abdominal pain, vomiting, shortness of breath. Now, we are being told that nobody at this time thinks those were COVID vaccine related deaths, but they're investigating. There was a gentleman in his 70s who was walking out of Javits Center over the weekend after his vaccine and collapsed. That to me sounds different from what happened to the woman in Virginia and the gentleman in Orange County, because that a collapse, that to me starts to make me think heart, in a heart attack, stroke. No, neither of those sound anaphylaxis to me. Neither of those sound like a full-blown anaphylaxis reaction in terms of an allergy, but it could be a trigger to something, which is something we talked about. Now, how many deaths have been reported, right, or have been, how many deaths have been, are being reviewed? We don't know. But what we do know is one is being considered a death from the COVID vaccine, and that was the Florida physician, the Florida OB-GYN doctor, who after his vaccine went into ITP. Now, we spoke about ITP, idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, where the immune system starts to fight one's clotting factors. Now, they originally, the wife had said, look, the wife, you know, said we're pro-vaccine. She wants people to still get the vaccine, but we just want to let people be aware that, you know, this vaccine, you know, could cause some side effects. And thank God she did, because the CDC has been investigating their VAERS, that their vaccine adverse event reporting system, has now clocked about 36 episodes of somebody's clotting factors dropping. Now, in terms of the doctor's case, the Florida OB-GYN, they tried to give platelets. I believe they tried to give IVIG. They tried to stop the immune system. They could never get his platelets up. When you don't have your clotting factors, unfortunately, you could get a bleed, and then he got a bleed in the brain. It could be just as something as simple as blood pressure shooting up. He got a bleed to the brain, and then unfortunately he died. So we are, you know, it's very difficult when somebody has an adverse reaction to a vaccine to prove it's the vaccine. You're innocent until proven guilty. So the vaccines are innocent until proven guilty. Well, the CDC is looking at this, and they believe that, you know, we have about 36 people out of, remember, I think we've given out 43 million vaccines now, which is a 0.00001%. I mean, it is a very, very minimal chance. But they have found 36 people to have possibly had this thrombocytopenic. Penic means less, thrombo is clotting factors sort of disorder, and we believe it's the ITP, it's the idiopathic thrombocytopenic disorder. So, you know, some of you looking at all this going, okay, I don't care if the rate is low, you know, what, you know, convince me to get the vaccine. And one person asked me, convince you to get the vaccine. Okay, I don't want to convince anybody to do anything, but this is how I convinced myself. Okay? There's side effects to everything, right? There's side effects to everything. And if I get the vaccine and I sustain, let's say, a side effect, it'll affect, I mean, it might affect the show. It might affect my listeners, right? Oh, no, Dolly's not here. But for the most part, it just hurts me. If I get COVID, right, I could expose hubby, I could expose my mom, I could expose my friends, I could expose my kids, I could expose so many people within the medical community who have to take care of me. I could be taking away care from somebody else who needs it. And so how I look at it is, to me, COVID has a potential to being worse. Now, people want to weigh, well, is it more dangerous to get the vaccine than to get COVID in terms of the rates, in terms of the percentages? Technically, the percentages are still on the side of COVID being more common than a vaccine side effect. Now, people ask, well, how do we know? Will the vaccine cause cancer? I don't believe the vaccine will cause cancer. Nobody can say, by the way, 100%. Because it hasn't been out for years, right? We just made it a few months ago, or less than a year ago. But the material is so delicate. The material has such specific instructions that I don't see it tweaking, right? You know, any of our genetic material, the Pfizer or the Moderna, that is. I don't see it having that potential to tweak it. I don't see it having that potential to be oncogenic or making something decide to go rogue. You know, but the good news about any of this is people who have received the vaccine or the placebo are being followed very, very closely. So if there was, let's say, God forbid, a reaction such as that, we're going to be more aware of it than some of these other issues where we go, oh, looks like there might be a link to cancer with this. Or they might, we're going to be talking about how, you know, people living near artificial lights may get thyroid cancer. You know how many thyroid cancers I've diagnosed? And it would have been kind of nice to know that artificial light might have put somebody at risk. So the point I'm making is, when it comes to cancer, when it comes to adverse events, we're exposed to those all the time. And if you've ever seen somebody get a stroke, and you know that COVID could cause a stroke, that's just enough to scare you, to say, you know what, I don't want to get COVID. If you've seen anybody have a heart attack, it is frightening. It's quiet. It's not. You don't get the background music and all that. When somebody has a heart attack, they just drop. It's quiet. It's one of the scariest deaths you'll ever witness. COVID can be linked to that. So I'm, again, knowing that there can be side effects to the COVID vaccine doesn't scare me, because I've always known that there's side effects. There's side effects to everything. You could take some acetaminophen, you know, and it could, you know, have an adverse event on your liver in a rare, rare case. Or we saw that Steven Johnson syndrome, where a little girl was taking some children's ibuprofen one Thanksgiving weekend because she had a fever and a virus, and then she ended up going into Steven Johnson syndrome with her skin peeling. And, you know, things can happen with anything we take and we're exposed to. However, we do need to, as we are mass vaccinating, be very open to people saying they've had a side effect. We need to research everything. We don't want people silenced and hushed. We're going to talk about what Facebook is, wants to do next. And Facebook needs to be very, very careful, because if somebody's like, look, I think, you know, my husband has something wrong with him and I think it's vaccine related, we need to listen to that, because we need to study it. And if there are people at risk of losing their platelets or their clotting factors, then maybe they need a different type of vaccine, or maybe we need to hold off. So don't silence anybody. We need to hear about the side effects. We need to talk about them. We need to investigate them, and then we need to prevent them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 4 8
1-800-542-5542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.